Welcome to the Moo Chicken Show. Welcome to the Moo Chicken Show. Cock-a-doodle-moo, cock-a-doodle-moo, cock-a-doodle-moo. Welcome to the Moo Chicken Show.
Scott Graham here from the Moo Chicken Show. As you remember, last time you were listening, we were talking about Poopy Potinsky and his friend Barf Barfoni. Poopy Potinsky has disappeared into the bowels of the school, and Barf Barfoni is determined to find where that secret entrance is. Well, now he's united with his friend Chico Chicklet from the land of Chico Chico, and they have a plan. When the bell rings for recess, they're going to sneak back into the school and find that secret entrance. And that's exactly what they did. The bell rang, they snuck inside, and they saw Mrs. Finkelstein coming down the stairs, and she's thinking, oh man, there she is! So they dove into the janitor's room, only to discover that there were actually two furnaces in this room. Why in the world would there be two furnaces in a janitor's room in a school this big? It's a very small school. So one was blasting heat, but one was kind of cold, and it had a very suspicious door on it. So they opened up the door, and they looked inside, and they could see the chute, the slide. So Barf is thinking, oh man, this must be the way into the secret basement. Come on, we gotta do it. So Barf puts his bony little bum on the slide and slides down, and all you could hear is a squealing of his cheeks going down that slide. Whee! I think I broke my bottom. You can't break your bottom. I broke it. Well, I'm coming down there to help you. So Chico puts his frumpy little bum on the slide, and you again hear the squealing of his cheeks going down there. Whee! Get off my head, you smell! Well, all of a sudden, the both boys are in this underground basement, and they're thinking, this is crazy. But they see this hole. Now, you have to understand that this school is built right beside this mountain. So they look through the hole, and they could see all these different tunnels that were weaving their way through this mountain. So they decided to go on an exploration mission. So they're walking down all these different tunnels, most of them leading to dead ends. When they finally got into this big, big room, it was like a big cave. And they're thinking, what is this? But then they notice something really weird. They notice that the cave wall was moving in and out, in and out. Wait a minute. Walls don't move in and out. What could that be? And then Barf realized, man, that is not a wall we're looking at. That's a sleeping Komodo dragon. That must be the creature that took Poopy. Those things breathe fire. We gotta get out of here. So they started backing their butts out of this big cave. And all of a sudden, behind the dragon appeared someone in a brown cloak. He pulls down his brown cloak, and with emerald eyes, it was Poopy Potinsky. And he sees the two boys, the two intruders, and with a big clap over his head, wakes the dragon up. And the dragon sees the two boys, and with one gust of air in and one big fire burp out, let out the biggest fire burp you've seen in your life. And this big fireball's rolling toward Barf and Chico. And Barf's like, Chico, I think we should run now, because I don't want Bum to be on fire. Run for your life! And they're being chased by this big fireball. They go sliding up the slide. They close the door just as the fireball ignited the furnace. And Barf is like, whew, that was close. And Chico's like, can I tell you something? Sure, you can tell me. Your bum's on fire. What? And so he's running down the hall, Barf is. His bum is ablaze. And get out of my way, my bum's on fire. And he goes running out, puts his bum into the snowbank. Steam everywhere. Chico comes out. Are you okay? Yes, but my toasty tushy, not so much. Ooch, your mama. Oh, can I tell you one more thing? Sure, you can tell me. You're my best friend, Chico. I can see your underwear. Oh, come on! So he changes his pants, but now they got the entire school outside of this janitor's room. They can now prove that there's a secret basement. Kind of Poopy Potinsky and a Komodo dragon. And so they go, well, you didn't believe us? Take a load of this! And they open up the door to the janitor's room. Well, there's only one furnace. Someone in the school, most sinister principal of all time, Freudian slip, found out that the boys found a secret basement and wanted to make sure they could not prove their story to be true. So all the kids are like, I'm out here, man. This is crazy. Even Barf goes, Chico, you're on your own, man. People were the laughingstock of the school. And Chico's like, what happened? He didn't know. He didn't realize what Freudian slip had done. So here's the question. If Freudian slip is
evil, is it probable, is it possible that the Komodo dragon and Poopy Potinsky could be good? Well, you're going to find out in the next episode of the Moomba Chicken Show, part 3 of Poopy Potinsky. So until we talk again, this is Scott Graham signing off for the Moomba Chicken Show.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum 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 bum